Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has ordered more troops and disaster relief officials to the south of the country, where two powerful earthquakes have struck over the span of 2 days. Mr. Abe told reporters the damage from the earthquakes could spread widely, so they must work at the rescues and the relief operations. So far, at least 20 people have died in the quakes, with more than 800 others being injured. Also in the news, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter has visited the U.S. warship, the SS John C. Stennis, in the South China Sea. Speaking at the closing ceremony of a joint military exercise with the Philippines, known as the Balikatan, Mr. Carter talked about the U.S. mission in the region.
With each Balikatan and each cruise by the Stennis, with each new multilateral exercise and each new defense agreement, we add a stitch to the fabric of the region's security network. This is the network, peaceful, principled, and inclusive, America continues to stand for.
That is U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter speaking in Manila. Fresh clashes are being reported between government and opposition forces in South Sudan. This comes less than 5 days before the expected arrival of former rebel leader Riek Machar in the South Sudanese capital, Juba. War erupted in South Sudan in 2013 after President Salva Kiir's dismissal of his then-deputy, Machar. This is VOA News. Major operation is underway to move thousands of Mozambican asylum seekers in Malawi away from the dangerous border area to a secure camp farther inland. Lisa Schlein is following the story.
The UNHCR, which is running this operation, plans to relocate some 10,000 Mozambican asylum seekers to a former refugee camp in southeast Malawi, about 320 kilometers away from the volatile border area. The camp, which is being reopened for this purpose, previously housed many of the more than 1 million refugees who fled Mozambique's long-running civil war between 1977 and 1992. Mozambicans have been fleeing to Malawi since December of last year because of renewed sporadic fighting between the opposition RENAMO and government forces, peaking at more than 250 people a day in early March. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghan government is finalizing agreements with some European member states and the European Union to handle return of Afghan refugees currently in limbo in Greece. The fate of those refugees is not clear. Meantime, European governments have reclassified Afghans as economic migrants. They did that in February, reducing their chances of being able to stay in Europe legally. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders slammed global inequality as immoral and decried the greed of the fossil fuel industry as he addressed a conference that happened at the Vatican on Friday. He said it is in the American young people he finds hope because they are not satisfied with the destruction of the environment and that they want fairness. Sanders took a 24-hour break from the campaign trail to attend the conference on social, economic, and environmental issues. Democrat Hillary Clinton, the former U.S. Secretary of State and Senator from New York, has a double-digit lead over Sanders in most opinion polls. This comes ahead of New York's Tuesday primary election. U.S. Army has approved the first female officers for ground combat missions following new rules that open all military combat positions to women. The move has garnered criticism from some lawmakers. Among them are the chairs of the House and Senate Armed Services Committee, who warn of a consequential impact on our service members and the military's warfighting capabilities. Women have been inching their way towards combat roles since the mid-1970s, when they first became eligible to attend the military service academies and enlist in the U.S. Armed Services. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the birthday boy, turning 76 on the 12th of April. Herbie Hancock is in the spotlight here on VOA's Jazz America. Yes, one of the youngest NEA jazz masters, Herbie Hancock, was born in Chicago on the 12th of April in 1940. 76 years old, hard to believe. But it's certainly not hard to believe what a revered and wonderful artist he is worldwide and has been since he was a very young man. Well, part of the history of Herbie Hancock's glorious career is that he, like so many other young musicians, worked with Miles Davis to get their start. He joined Miles Davis's quintet and played all acoustic jazz, swinging with Miles in the earliest part of their association, and then he followed Miles into electric jazz. Here's a taste of that as I give you the song Black Satin from the album On the Corner, featuring Herbie Hancock on keyboards and, of course, the great Miles Davis on trumpet, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
business.
I'm Herbie Hancock. Thank you very much.
Well, in addition to hearing some of the most familiar recordings by Herbie Hancock on this edition of the program, I also wanted to give you some rarities. And there's a rarity for you. His famous song, Rocket, with an all-star cast joining him, including Wallace Roney on the trumpet and Terry Lynn Carrington on the drums. That is from a live performance in Los Angeles in 2002 from the DVD Future to Future Live.
Russ Davis here, and I want to take you back to a marvelous 2008 Grammy Award celebration moment. On stage, Quincy Jones, all set to award the Album of the Year Grammy.
And the Grammy goes to
River, the Johnny Letters, Herbie Hancock.
What a beautiful day this is in Los Angeles. Joni Mitchell, thank you so much. You know, it's been 43 years since the first and only time that a jazz artist got the Album of the Year award. And I'd like to thank the Academy for courageously breaking the mold this time. And in doing so, honor the giants upon whose shoulders I stand. Some of whom, like Miles Davis, John Coltrane. Unquestionably deserve this award in the past. But this is a new day that proves that the impossible can be made possible. Yes, we can, to coin a phrase. And my thanks, of course, to Joni Mitchell, her music and her words. And without the vision of Larry Klein, a producer, this could never have happened. Thank you, Larry. I want to thank my mother and father. I want to thank my wife, Gigi, Jessica, my daughter, Melinda Murphy, all the musicians, Wayne Shorter, Dave Holland, Benny Colaiuta, Lionel Lewicki, Tina Turner, Corinne Brady Ray, Nora Jones, Luciana Toza, Leonard Cohen, Sonia Kitchell, Helik Hadar, Dahlia Amba Kaplan, everyone at Verve, Ken Hertz, and everyone at Golding, Hertz and Liechtenstein, Shorefire. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
As you heard Herbie Hancock say, he was the first jazz musician to win the Best Album of the Year Grammy Award in years. I'll play some of that award-winning work from those decades before later on in the show. But right now, let's hear some of that 2008 Grammy Award-winning work from River the Joni Letters. Here's the song Edith and the Kingpin featuring Herbie Hancock with Tina Turner on Jazz America from VOA 1.
The big man arrives. Disco dancers greet him. Plain clothes cops greet him. Small town big man, fresh lipstick listening. Sophomore jive from victims of typewriters. The band sounds like typewriters. The big man, he's not listening. His eyes hold Edith, his left hand holds his right. What does that hand desire that he grips it so tight? Edith in the ring, the past over girls are conferring. The man with a diamond ring is purring. All claws for now withdrawn. One by one they bring his renegade stories to her, his crimes and his glories to her. In challenge they look on. Women he has taken grow old too soon. He tilts their tired faces gently to the spoon. the rain is humming, the wilds and the walls are humming. Some song, some mysterious song, bars in her head, beating frantic and snow blind, romantic and snow blind. She says his crime belongs. Edith and the kingpin, each with charm to sway, are staring eye to eye. They dare not look away. You know they dare not look away.
Hi, this is Chick Corea, and did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? It's what we have as Americans to export as a freedom of expression. I think it really supports our Declaration of Independence. It's freedom to create what you like and freedom to think. This is what I like to get behind. So, since it's Jazz Appreciation Month, go to a jazz club, put on a record, listen to some Coltrane, listen to some Miles, some Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington. We have such a great heritage here. Just enjoy it. This is jazz. It's made in America.
There's another rarity that is not so easy to find, but I'm very happy to play it for you here on VOA's Jazz America. That is Herbie Hancock's fellow NEA jazz master and old friend, Chick Corea, with Captain Marvel, a special version of that classic song by Chick from the Ultimate Adventure Sessions, the album that came out a few years ago, but a Japanese-only release. So I hope you enjoyed hearing that rarity from Chick Corea, and you'll be hearing more from him next week here on Jazz America. I'll tell you more about that later on. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. Here's a message I've received not long ago. It reads as follows. Hello, Russ. Today, I'm enjoying listening to the show right here in Nairobi, Kenya. I still love jazz, your interviews, jazz festivals, conferences, as well as your conversations with jazz masters. Very uplifting and heartfelt. Thank you so much, Joseph Munyao. Well, thank you so much, Joseph, for loving the music and for your kind words as well. It is my great pleasure to meet and speak with and get to know these wonderful musicians. Well, Herbie Hancock, one of the greatest of all time, no doubt. We wish him a very happy 76th birthday. Just last week, the 12th of April, he turned 76. And I want to give you another rarity. And, Joseph, I'll dedicate this song to you. It is one of his most famous songs ever, recorded live at the 2004 We Are the Future concert in Rome. And I'll let the lady on stage introduce Herbie to all of us.
Questa è la cosa veramente più importante. Continuiamo a sostenere questo progetto, 6 centri nuovi. Ma adesso, Herbie Hancock!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, when you're one of the greats, you play with your fellow greats. In this case, from the album Gershwin's World, Herbie Hancock with Stevie Wonder doing the W.C. Handy in one of the very first jazz songs ever created, St. Louis Blues. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, Gershwin's World, just one of his many very interesting projects that included not only jazz musicians, but great singers, too. I caught up with Herbie at the Whitney Museum in New York City and had this conversation about how he puts together these unique projects.
I just wonder, how do the ideas, the concepts for each different project spark in your mind? Do you consult with other folks? Do you sit by yourself on the mountains in Aspen and just say, this sparked in my head, I think I'll do this? How do those things come? How do those concepts come?
First of all, what I do is play music. Being a musician is something I do. What I am, above all and always, is a human being. And so, as a human being, I realize that inspiration and the value of music, the real true value of music, doesn't come from the structure and the academic side of music itself. Music expresses life. And so I can glean some inspiration or a concept from either someone else that may make a suggestion or just the influences that happen to me just from daily life that can be the spark that ignites an interest in the beginnings of a concept that I might use for a new record. It could be something I read in the paper. It could be a proposal from someone like Gershwin's World. And I got this proposal from a guy named Bob Sadin, who wound up being the record producer. But the concept really started with him, and we both kind of developed it to the stage of what it became, you know, on the recording. All the ideas don't come from me. That's what I'm trying to say. I like the idea of harmonic potential of human beings working together, the orchestra of life, if you want to call it that, you know, and to be open to perhaps a way to break some of the rules or some of the conventions that in the way things have normally been done, and trying to find other ways of looking at things. Because the truth of the matter is, what I really believe is that any situation can be looked at from an infinite number of ways.
Yes.
And it's up to you to find another creative way to look at it and exercise your creativity in doing so.
Herbie Hancock in one of his most famous compositions, Maiden Voyage, from his 1965 release, Maiden Voyage, featuring George Coleman, his fellow NEA jazz master on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard, fellow NEA jazz master on trumpet, another jazz master, Ron Carter, on bass, and the late Tony Williams on the drums. I hope you enjoyed all of this wonderful Herbie Hancock music. And as we mentioned earlier, he won the Best Album of the Year Grammy in 2008. And 43 years before that, the only other jazz musician to win that award was Stan Getz, with João Gilberto and his fellow Brazilians Antonio Carlos Jobim and Astrid Gilberto. From that album, here's Doralice on Jazz America, from VOA 1.
Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho, ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho, ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa bem que andava me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Eu bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar este perigo, Doralice. Agora você tem que me dizer, como é que nós vamos fazer?
Getz Gilberto, Stan Getz and João Gilberto, they won the Grammy for the Best Album of the Year in 1964. Hope you enjoyed the song Doralice from that one. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you've enjoyed our celebration of Herbie Hancock, one of the greats of jazz history, born in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month. Our celebration continues with a trip to Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center, and that is where the 2016 NEA Jazz Masters were inducted and celebrated. We'll hear from Archie Shepp, Pharoah Sanders, and Gary Burton, and celebrate them on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?